Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shiur, and we're continuing the halachas of Shal Shudas. The Shulchan Aruch paskin that Shal Shudas also has to be with pas. Tzarech la'asoyseh pas, that has to be with bread. Then he brings down the Yesh Oimrim that you can make Shal Shudas, you can make Shal Shudas with kol ma'ichla osuva echam ha'chamesh v'yadogon. Anything that's made from the five grains, any mezainas, you can be yaitzah Shal Shudas with that. Then he says the Yesh Oimrim that you can do with things that malafis have passed, like basar and dog and meat and fish. You also yaitzah by itself, but not peiros. Then he brings down Yesh Oimrim, even peiros, you can do it. But then he ends off that svara is showing an ikker, you have to do it with bread, only if he's very, very full and he can't fit anything in there. So then he could be mekayim with something else, like peiros. Or, for example, if it's Erev Pesach, that's another example. Like the Ramah says, "Imakom she'ef shalachal pasach ve'erev Pesach shchalis b'Shabbes she'also lachal pasach amincha." So there, you could also be yaitzu a peiros. But without that, you should dafka try to eat pas unless it's a big shas adchak. And Mishmur also writes, "V'gam mitzvah lechatchil harbis b'madanon kviyicholte." You should try to add whatever you could to make the shal sudas more geshmak and more sweet and a better suda. And the Mechaber ends off this simon by saying something that we spoke about a bunch of times before, that Noshim Chayavos v'Suda Shlishis, that Noshim are also Chayiv in the third Suda. And I just want to end off with this, that they bring down, that why is it called Shalosh Sudas? It should be called Suda Shlishis. Why do we call Shalosh Sudas? And the answer they give is a Shmak answer. They say this Suda is a Raya, and it's Megala, and shows us that you really eat the other Sudas also for Shabbos. Because Shal Shudas is hard to eat a lot of times, especially in the winter, it's hard to eat. And if you push yourself to eat that Suda, it shows the first two Sudas weren't Stamazai because you were hungry and you love eating. They were also Lekavet Shabbos. This is Megala on all the Sudas, how you did it all Lekavet Shabbos for the Oinik Shabbos in order to Mechavet Shabbos. Therefore, this Suda makes all the other Sudas great, and that's what's called Shalosh Sudas. It makes all the other Sudas more Lekavet Shabbos. That's what we call it. This Suda is like all three Sudas, equal to all three Sudas, because with this, it's Megala Milsa on all the other Sudas. And the Metz Hashem, Baruch Hashem, we finished a lot of the halachas of Oinik Shabbos and Kavet Shabbos. And Metz Hashem, the next Yurim, we will continue with starting the halachas of the Meleches Shabbos, the Lamed Tes Melachos. We'll probably start with Bishul. And everyone have a Gevaldige Day.